For our psalm meditation today, as we continue in through the Psalter, we're going to Psalm 47. Let's give heed as I read God's Word, and then as we meditate upon it. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great King over all the earth. He will subdue the nations under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves, Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Amen. As we go through these last several psalms, as I mentioned last week and the week before, we see God mentioned as King of all the earth. We see the beginnings of the gospel being spread among the nations being mentioned. Here in this psalm, we have a triumphant psalm. And it's, well, it says it right there at the end of verse 1, doesn't it? In triumph. To be called triumphalist is often used badly in the church today. To say that those who claim that the church will be triumphant, that we will eventually evangelize the world, is seen as, well, arrogance among the church. But the proper attitude we see here in this psalm, many other psalms, and throughout the Bible, it's not arrogance, it's faith, and a belief that the holiness of God will overcome the evil that's in the world. Here in this psalm, it's again not looking at the nation of Israel alone. It is especially not doing that because we know that it's not true if it were that. If this psalm looked at the history of the nation of Israel, and if this psalm meant to be prophecy for the nation of Israel, then it's a lie. And it's either not the Word of God at all, or the Word of God is not to be trusted. But if we look at this with the understanding of the New Testament, in the illumination of the New Testament, we see then that it is not that, that this psalm is rather a prophecy of the church being triumphant over the nations. Not over the nations, but for the nations, as the nations come into the church. Let's look at what we have here in this psalm. It begins, "Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples." Notice the plural on peoples. It's not saying all you guys. It's not plural individuals, but plural people groups. Clap your hands, all you peoples, not just the Jews, not just the Israelites. There's a difference between Jews and Israelis and Israelites, by the way. But all the peoples, all the nations, all the peoples of the earth, clap your hands. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. We're not looking at nations enslaved by a church, which is how people often look at us, or people who say that the church will have dominion, that the nations of the earth will bow before Jesus and follow his law. They think of peoples enslaved. Nations forced to follow Jesus, or at least to give lip service to him. But that's not what the Bible says. The peoples will shout to God with a voice of triumph. They will rejoice that they are in the nation of God. For the Lord Most High, or Jehovah, or Yahweh, Most High, is awesome. He is a great King over all the earth. The people of Judah, the people of Israel in the Old Testament, did not believe that the dominion of God was limited by the river to the sea, from the mountains to the desert, from Dan to Beersheba, if you like that phrase. But rather, he was king of all the earth, just that most of the earth was in rebellion against him. But he was the rightful king of all the earth. Verse 3 says, he will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. Not just his, but under the dominion of the people of God. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves, Selah. Now, what is the excellence of Jacob? Because we know the Bible tells us that God loved the nation of Israel, the nation of Jacob, the people of the land, because they were the greatest people in the earth and the most holy of all nations, right? I expect to see a lot of people shaking their heads no, or at least shocked eyes. No, that's not why he chose them. The excellence of Jacob is not the people of Jacob. but looking at the Messiah, the King that was to come. God chooses the inheritance for the church through the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves, looking at the Messiah, looking at Jesus to come. And in him, the nation of Israel, though they didn't deserve it, were saved in the old days, and now the church goes forth through the nations to bring them to God also. Verse 5, God has gone up with a shout, Jehovah with the sound of a trumpet. God has ascended his throne. And it's not much of a stretch in the context, after the last verse just having spoken of the Messiah, to see this looking at Jesus as he ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father, and from there to rule the nations. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. Again, for God is King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. The call here is not to have a blind worship, but to understand who we worship and why, and what he has promised. And in the Old Testament, when the church was down to this little remnant stuck there in the Middle East, to sing with understanding that God reigns over the nation, God sits on his holy throne. It's not up to us. God will make his glory shine. God will make his gospel go forth. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. Think about that for a moment. It's not a matter of us doing our work here on earth that's going to make it happen. That's the tools that he uses. But it's God on his throne reigning over all the nations. It's going to bring about what the Bible tells us is coming, the time when most of the world will follow the Lord. Because the princes of the people have gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham. Now, in the Old Testament, you talk about the people of Abraham, and you think of the nations of this, Israel primarily, and Ishmael. But the truth is that in the New Testament, we're told that the nations, the people of Abraham, the people of the God of Abraham, are those who are of Abraham of the Spirit, not by flesh. And so that includes the nations from which we come, and the nation in which we live. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. And the shields here, where it says the shields of earth, refer to the nations, political nations. And all of those belong to God, whether they like it or not. And in time, he will claim his inheritance through Jesus. He is greatly exalted. So let us triumphantly, let us in faith, trusting in God, sing this as a prayer, but mostly as a praise to the Almighty God who sits in heaven, reigns over the nations, and will subdue the peoples under his feet.